Stephen Hawking, Master of the Universe. Observance by Lisa Randall. For years, it seemed that the best way to establish my place in the physics world with people outside of it was to talk about the time Stephen Hawking, who died on March 14th, 76, saved me a seat at a conference. In our incredible, challenging-to-explain universe, it was perhaps inevitable that it was an incredible, challenging-to-explain person who made it more comprehensible, both to the scientific community and to the public. A functioning brain coupled with what little of his body held off, ALS, was enough for him to have a life far more active than that of most able-bodied individuals, and a life of the mind that exceeded others by many multiples. His contribution to our understanding, particularly of black holes, laid bare mysteries that 40 years later are still daunting. If most people can't begin to answer the questions he raised, he helped everyone at least approach them. Science is not part of a separate world. It's available for everyone to participate, and Hawking's life should be an inspiration not to turn away from his challenges. With his many accomplishments, he certainly laid down the gauntlet.